The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim in last night's fatal truck pedestrian accident. Killed was 46-year-old Douglas Craze, who was a transient in the Lapine area. The accident happened around 7:30 Thursday night when Craze crossed Highway 97 into the path of an oncoming pickup. Officers say there is no indication at this time that either alcohol or intoxicants were a factor in this case. Toxicology results for Craze will take several days for the state medical examiner's office to complete. Governor Kitzhaber's budget plan calls for tapping into state reserves to avoid cutting some state jobs and programs. State Representative Jason Conger believes the governor needs to agree to an earlier bipartisan proposal that cuts $28 million, mostly by laying off middle managers and other state employees. The governor doesn't want the state worker layoffs to be as deep, and he says agencies could make cuts in other ways.
I was a little disappointed in the governor's reaction, and I think the bottom line is I'm inclined to go back and say, well, we have to make these cuts. We need this money. We don't want to make further cuts in other programs, and so let's find a way to do it.
Kitzhaber wants to spend $13 million from the reserves to prevent the closures of a Salem area prison and other cuts to social programs. U.S. Congressman Greg Walden of Oregon is still angry over a permit snag that prevented a Mercedes-Benz commercial from being filmed in Central Oregon. The ad was to be shot along the Cascade Lakes Highway with Mount Bachelor in the background, but the Forest Service failed to issue a permit in time.
This did not have to happen. We lost $150,000 at least in business into a very depressed economy. This should never have happened this way, and it should never happen again. Central Oregon's always been open for business. We got to keep it open for business. We have to figure out what went wrong here and make sure the Forest Service gets its act together so this sort of problem doesn't occur in the future.
Because of the permitting problem, the Mercedes commercial will now be shot in California. President Obama makes a campaign stop in the Northwest. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Hello, Everett!
The president stopping by Boeing plant in Everett, Washington, touting the Dreamliner plane.
By building it here, Boeing is taking advantage of a huge opportunity that exists right now to bring more jobs and manufacturing back to the United States of America.
The president also holding two fundraisers in the Seattle area. His stop coming a day after a Republican Ron Paul's visit to the state. In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The payroll tax cut extension passed Congress and heads to the president for his signature. Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio voted against it because it borrows $100 million from the Social Security Trust Fund. He says it would have made more sense to borrow the money to fund a transportation bill.
That would be an effective way to get this country back on track, not these Social Security tax cuts.
Democrat Kurt Schrader also voted against the bill for the same reason. Both Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley voted in favor in the Senate. Forbes magazine has named Deschutes Brewery as one of the top 10 American breweries worth a visit. They were singled out as number 5. Deschutes Brewery owner Gary Fish says these recognitions help.
One of our beers, The Abyss, was just named as one of the top 15 beers in the world by CNBC. And you know, as the craft beer category continues to grow, in spite of really some declines in the overall beer category, there's more and more attention that's being focused on it. And I think it's really nice that some of these publications that may not have given us much hope 10 years ago are all of a sudden finding reasons to think otherwise.
Samuel Adams out of Boston got the top nod from Forbes magazine. And Jake's Diner holds another all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner this Sunday to fund more honor flights to Washington, D.C. for World War II veterans. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked to a local veteran, Jack Cooper, who has been on one of those honor flights.
When we got to Washington, great experience. We had stayed first class at the Hilton Hotel. We got to see all the memorials. Spent time at the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Korean Memorial. But I'll tell you, there's nothing more exciting than to see your own memorial. And it is an awesome structure.
The spaghetti dinner at Jake's Diner is Sunday night starting at 4. It costs $10, and every penny goes to the honor flight trips. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.